Welcome to Kansas City Cannabis, where local roots and city pride thrive. Whether you're new or seasoned to cannabis, our expert bud tenders offer guidance and a welcoming atmosphere at our four KC locations. Experience genuine service and hometown heart. Visit kccannabis.org for more.
That's right. Only right here on Sports Radio 810 WHB. We are live on the road at Robert Brogdon Buick GMC, I-35 in Santa Fe. It's a gray day outside, but the deals, they're not great. They're very sunny. Sunny deals here at Robert Brogdon Buick GMC at I-35 and Santa Fe. Right now, 0% for 72 months on the 17 GMC Yukons. GMC Sierra is up to $11,000 off with trade. And the 18 GMC Terrain lease, yours for only $249 a month. Look them up online at robertbrogdon.com. And Buicks, too. Great deals on the Buicks, up to $14,500 off on the 17 Enclaves. Katie is up to $13,000 off. Regal's $10,000 off. It's Robert Brogdon Buick GMC, where I bought my last four vehicles, and where I'll buy my next four vehicles. Petros, Seabolt, Schaefer, Mick Schaefer with us here in the program. Are you off today?
No. No. You see the great socks and the shoes and the awesome pants.
I saw the blue pants, but I didn't see the shirt.
I'm not a big wear a suit all day guy. I'll put it on right before the show, then kind of loosen the tie.
Yeah, me
maybe
too.
Maybe take it off.
Me
yeah,
too.
I can tell. Like, yeah.
Then go with the suit right before we start here in the program is when I pop the suit on. So thanks for noticing. I do appreciate it.
Well, thanks for the open.
You like that? It means you're official now.
Why? Well, I'm flattered. It totally runs me down, but I don't care. I am flattered.
I mean, it runs you down in like what particular way would you say?
I don't go to tanning booths.
You don't?
No.
You just have that natural golden bronze color?
I do stuff outside. I know it's a crazy concept to you, but
I'm just
I do crap
orange.
Okay. Okay. All right. I hear you.
And I eat a lot of carrots.
Tons of carrots, tons of Cheetos. Yeah.
Is that what it is?
Oh.
Do you rub the Cheetos on your face?
That might be it. I'm not a clean person. I just, yeah.
Okay.
Wipe my arms, and yeah, that's
okay.
That's how it happens.
That's good to know, Mick. That's good to know. We'll see. It took us months to get that done. We'll see how long it takes us to update said intro. I'm not in a big hurry, but, you know, we'll see.
That was a long one. It's like, you know, one-tenth of my hour. I appreciate it. Probably by design as well.
Yeah, as well. It does. We'll play the feud a little bit later on and give everyone a chance to win a great $50 gift card to Hen House. That's coming up here in a little bit. But, first of all, you are on vacation. How was your most recent vacation? Was it relaxing? Was it everything you thought it could be?
Yeah, it was glorious. It was great. Yeah. I mean, you go with, you know, a bunch of adults and no kids down to the Caribbean.
Oh, you know, it was this one.
Oh, families? No kids whatsoever.
Wow.
We FaceTimed, you know, twice with him, maybe. I don't know. By we, I mean my wife.
How long?
I was down by the pool.
How long were you there?
8 days.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is awesome.
Vacation hard.
Yeah, that is. That's
it's funny. There were two weeks before that, my brother-in-law got married in the Dominican, so I was down there for.
That wasn't a vacation. That was an obligation.
Yeah, it was. I had no fun on that. Just, you know, sat around, made sure of it. But no, those were two vacations that I had to push through two television stations, and that was tough. Not really. Everybody's fine with it. But
no, that's good to know.
Been gone.
Yeah.
I'm back. I'm on vacation again until like 2020.
All right, real quick, and then we'll dive into some hard-hitting sports as we like to do. What was the best part of the, you know, best thing you did? I don't mean like no kids or anything. Like, was there one thing you really did? You do sightseeing or did you get out on a boat? Did you jump motorcycles? Did you go tour Incan pyramids?
That was it. Yeah.
What was tops on the Mick Schaefer Mexico vacation list?
I think everybody with us, and there were 36 of us there, would all agree.
How do you know that many people?
It's all from the neighborhood. Look.
36?
Yeah.
18 couples.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Everybody was husband, wife, or boyfriend, girlfriend?
Yeah, but one. Yeah, basically, yeah.
Okay. This wasn't like a, you know, swinger
thing. No. Okay. You say it on the radio.
You can say swinger. Sure.
Okay. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Will that be in my next open? Okay.
Yeah,
good.
Sure.
No,
he
not
loves swingers.
Not a swinger thing.
Okay.
Yet. Okay. So, no. So we've
maybe we laid some groundwork.
Right. Every 2 years, we do this. And then every year, we all go on a float trip. And then shoot every Saturday. We're in somebody's basement. Whatever.
Well, that's great, man, that you got those kind of connections. And everybody got along? Wasn't a fist fight at any point?
Every day there's couples therapy, I think, every day with somebody, right?
Yeah.
I don't know. My wife and I might have been Tuesday. I can't remember. But, yeah, there's always – You know, you get to that point, but then
no drama. Nobody gets on anybody's nerves, or
oh, there's plenty of that. No, yeah, absolutely.
Y'all fly down and back on the same plane?
Two different planes, but yes, yeah, two different times leaving.
Like, you know, it's not just like, hey, we'll meet there then, and everybody gets there.
There's a Southwest crew and American crew,
and this is from your neighborhood.
All from our neighborhood.
Can you let me know when y'all go next time? Because that would seem like a good time to go home alone and hit all the.
Well, you'll be robbing grandmothers, okay? Because they're there with kids. You sicko. All right? You're going to be holding up grandmothers.
Okay.
But the grandmothers all get together and they take the kids out. So they, it's, yeah, whatever.
Well, that's that. I think that's awesome, man, that you're, you know, got that tied community over there. Yeah. I think that's fantastic. I think everybody should strive for that.
Well, I mean, everybody wants to hang around me, obviously.
Well, that's a big sell.
Yeah,
sure.
That's it.
So your neighbors are good all around you?
Yeah. That's a big neighborhood. It's not necessarily next door everywhere, but, yeah,
but next door, are you good on each side of you next door?
Oh yeah. Doyles and the Harleys, great people. We'll be fire pitting with them every now and then. Maybe this Friday. I don't know.
Really?
Good idea. Put that on my calendar.
Is everybody the same age, or do we run a gambit here?
It's similar. Like, everybody's kind of early 40s now, and figuring out, oh God, this is it. We better take an 8-day vacation to Mexico because this is it.
This is
for the other 357 days of the year.
This is us. Yeah. That's it. It's official.
But best day, everybody would agree. You know, Thursday, we went out on a catamaran and did the snorkeling and then the boozing, I guess. And
did you booze while snorkeling? Because that's a trick. Or just snorkel?
No, we snorkeled first. So not much booze going on.
That's
and it was quick.
Order.
I mean, we were in there for like 10 minutes. We're like, oh, over here. And we snorkeled over, I don't know, the Kansas equivalent of the ocean floor. We didn't see anything. It was like, let's just get back to the boat and so we can go to the beach.
Because you were Playa del Carmen, right?
Riviera Maya, which is, I think, just north of Playa and south of Cancun. Kind of in between, but closer to Playa.
Closer to Playa than, okay. Yeah.
It was so right next to the golf course.
You didn't go all the way. Go all out for Playa. I don't know if one's better than the other. I have no idea.
Sweet resort.
Most people I hear about, they usually are going to Playa. I went to Playa.
We don't mess around with Cancun. Cancun was so 2005.
1995, probably. No, but I'm just curious. Cozumel, did you go over there? Because if you really.
That's the island right
across the way that I hear is like.
We went to Isla Mujeres, which is Women Island.
La Isla Bonita?
Which is the greatest thing in the world or complete hell. We couldn't figure that out. I don't know.
A little bit of both, really.
Yeah, a little bit of both, really.
Yeah,
gotta have it, though. Gotta have it. can't burn it down.
Was one side of the island happy, the other one really angry for no reason?
Yeah, that was.
Okay.
On the time of day, all that stuff. Yeah.
Good to know. Did you catch it at a good time of year?
Gorgeous.
I didn't have the guts to go to months, so I just thought So I thought I'd go there.
Yeah.
All right, good to know. Yeah. That's good. Well, we're glad you're back, man.
Thanks for having me back. Appreciate it. I don't know how you ever filled this hour on Tuesday last week.
Yeah. It was tough.
We'll have to figure it out again next week. That's the pattern.
I'm hitting up Hawaii next week, guys.
Good for you. Yeah. Cool. Good for you. The Mick Schaefer World Tour continues.
Bi-weekly vacation.
So anyway, let's discuss. Because we started with Missouri, so let's go back there. We haven't gotten back to it. Mizzou wins in basketball. No Michael Porter Jr. Yeah. And Konzo Martin, he's like, hey, I know you guys want me to tell you something. I haven't got anything to tell you. It's become a story now. When's this guy going to play?
Yeah.
Right? It's official.
Because they're talking now he might not make the trip to Utah.
Right.
I mean, he couldn't make the trip out to the floor last night for the game against Wagner, which I thought was a little bit odd. But I kind of get it. Okay, maybe you're the focal point. You're the number one player in the nation, and every cutaway is going to be of you on the bench, like it was that first game. And what they said, he was more comfortable in the locker room. But that raises a red flag. That okay, it's that bad of a deal. That okay, what type of chair he's sitting in is matters. So yeah, I kind of figured he'd be kind of like they said it was a game time decision. I figured he wouldn't start last night, but would come in and play. But of course, I mean, the longer this goes on, the more you're like, okay. And they want to baby him, so, I mean, maybe if this is tournament time and he's going out and playing. But But absolutely, yeah. If he doesn't make the trip to Utah, yeah, you got to be concerned. Yeah. On the flip side is they look great. Jonte Porter. And granted, they're taking on guys from Wagner my size last night. But, I mean, Tillman, when he wasn't fouling, which was not much, looked great. And then Porter inside as well.
Tillman was you getting ready to just be a lottery pick himself if he kept going the way he was going.
Absolutely.
Maybe this will calm some things down. On him, but no, I do agree. Listen, for 30 minutes, they went toe-to-toe with Kansas. That was a great sign. They've done nothing but back that up. I do worry about, you know, there will be a bit of time that it'll take to get the chemistry right when Michael Porter Jr. does come back, and the longer they learn to play without him, the longer that period to assimilate him back in is going to take.
It's going to be, I mean, who's going to be sitting, right? I mean, it's going to be one of those three, or probably one of those two, either Jonte or Tillman at some time. Maybe you go real big with all three of those guys. Maybe they're, I mean, Porter, I haven't seen enough of him, but you can play on the perimeter, I guess. And that's it. Those three are out there, my goodness.
There's some great combinations that you can throw out. That's the thing.
We didn't mention Cassius Robertson looked great last night. That guy's a sharpshooter as well. You mentioned the point guard position.
I still do worry about that.
Maybe a little up in the air, yeah.
Let's see, Utah pressure him and see how they do.
But you got Terrence Phillips, you got the Blake Harris kid as well. I think there's going to be an answer there. What's that?
Harris a little banged up last night.
Yeah, he was hurt, but I think eventually there's going to be an answer there. There's too many options.
And kind of lost in the shuffle to a degree is Barnett, who has a nice inside-outside game.
I don't know, that one play last night was not lost in the shuffle.
No.
Yeah, he looked good. 33, he's hitting
Van
shots.
Lear,
yeah.
Per year's playing well.
Per year, that's another thing. I mean, when Per year's out there, he goes from being a focal point to, I don't know, fourth option in the scouting report. I mean, do you even get to Per year's page if you're about to play Mizzou? And that's a guy that can put it on the floor, can make things happen, can put his back to the basket, can score. I mean, there's a lot of options.
There's a lot to like. Yeah, I agree. And now that February 3rd game against Kentucky. Yeah. Do you have your tickets yet?
No, I don't.
They're going to be hard to get.
My press passes, my credentials.
Yeah, to get down there because that's a game. Because that's the other thing that to me that stands out is Kentucky's not Kentucky. And I think we'll see that tonight against the Jayhawks. I think Kansas's experience, I think Kentucky's going to be a good team. I think they're going to be a tournament team. But I don't think they're a 1, 2, or 3 seed. I think we're talking about a team that's going to find its way into the rankings in that 15 to 30 range. And I expect Kansas to handle them nicely. We'll get to that in a second. But just overall, Florida to me is the team to beat in the SEC. But after Florida, I don't know who I look at and say, this Missouri team can't beat. I think right now, and maybe Utah will make us think differently, but right now it's fine for Tiger fans to be talking about second place in this league, and that's second place in front of Kentucky.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think five's too low. They picked fifth in the SEC. I think it's too low. I really do. I haven't seen Florida. They have Rick Barry still there. Canyon Barry.
Yeah, I watched some of them last night. The
free
transfer,
throws underhand.
The transfer kid went for 30.
Yeah, I saw that.
And he's for real. Well, at least was for a game. Let's take a look. But, I think Barry's kid is still there.
Yeah, yes. but I think while you're looking, I think Missouri might be this year's Kentucky in that, okay, there's three blue chip freshmen that are going to be playing a lot, maybe a fourth as well. But then you also have that upperclassman mix.
Does Barry's kid go by a different name?
Yeah. Canyon Barry, right?
That he does not appear to be on the roster.
Rick Barry's working on yet another generation of basketball players, maybe, right now.
Kulishev, Hudson, Ballard, Okoru, Allen, Johnson, Hayes, Chiozzo, Gack, Stone, Bassett, Kraus, Faba.
None of those were Barry.
No,
that's what I bring
Barry
to the table. I ask you if guys are still playing on college teams, and they're not. Put that for my next open.
No, but I think Florida is for real. But after that, and listen, if you want to say, hey, we can compete with Florida, fine. I'll listen. We'll see. There's still a lot of time to figure out what these teams are going to be. But I think if you're – there's no reason to slow down the parade for Tiger fans other than the fact that Porter Jr., you start to wonder how seriously hurt is he or how much is he just going to protect his draft stock, which is the other thing that got thrown out at Andrew Wiggins. It's got to get thrown out at Michael Porter Jr. You know, is any little nagging acre pain going to mean he sits because he doesn't want to affect his draft status? This is a whole new world for Missouri to examine.
I mean, let's be honest. You can't shake your stars. Whatever start you, Josh Shelby proved it. Other guys have proved it. You can't shake it. I mean, he could sit the whole year and probably still be a top three pick, right? I mean, unless it's, you know, horrible injury. So does he have to play? No. But will he? Yeah, I agree with Doug Gottlieb. He's a great family, right? And he's the right. great kid, and he's going to go out there and play for his friends, for his team. And
how about Doug thinking stuff. He might not be the right fit to go with Konzo Martin's tough guy style, though?
Yeah, and I mean, look, I think all, and I don't know Michael Porter Jr. better than anybody else, but I think aren't all freshmen kind of soft, right? I mean, Even maybe Frank Mason was probably kind of soft when he got to Lawrence, and then he quickly.
I don't know. I thought you were going to say he's maybe the one guy that wasn't.
Yeah, but
I remember
mean,
him down
that's
in
my
that,
example
that Bahamian,
like, even him, you know, needs some edge put sure. on him, you know. Because I've heard self say, okay, kids think all the time they come out of high school, they worked hard, and they did for high school, but there's a whole other level.
Right. And it hasn't ever been difficult for some of the guys like that. He's met little resistance in his basketball life.
Yeah.
But it is kind of an interesting dynamic. I'm not saying it is. He might be the perfect coach for him to give him that edge and take him to another level. We'll see when we get significant minutes for him. He just didn't shoot well against Kansas. But I am, you could see a dynamic there that, you know, his dad got the job, and so that's where he was going to go. Yeah. And so maybe he wasn't going to pick Konzo Martin, but it's like, hey, listen, here's – oh, yeah, okay, let's go. I'd love to play for Dad. Let's go play there.
And then something they mentioned on the broadcast, I think, last night, and I think I heard it right, Konzo's never coached with any of those assistant coaches before. Mm-hmm. So it's, you know, you talk
looks
about
the pretty good for that.
Yeah, gelling on the floor, but then also, I mean, just on the bench as well, and just it's a whole new team that's really coming together here, and the leftovers are not many of those guys. You have two guys probably from last year that are going to be playing. So it's just all come together on the coaching side as well. But now I can't wait to see Michael Porter Jr. Did Doug's brother, wasn't he on that staff at Cal?
Yeah, he was at one point. He wasn't on the Konzo staff. He was on the Montgomery staff.
But still, I mean, I'm sure he's hearing enough. He's once removed from that to where Doug probably, you know, knows what he's talking about.
No, I think so. I think there could be some sour grapes there. Cause Konzo,
that could be it, too.
look up and see if Doug's brother was on Konzo's staff.
He went to Oregon State, I think, after that.
Yeah, and I don't remember if he was with Konzo for 1 year and then went, or if he went when Konzo came, he brought his own guys in, and Mike Montgomery, you know, he left when Mike Montgomery left. I don't remember, but it'll be, you know, it's a valid point. We'll see how it plays out.
Here's the question. At what point, what's the date where Mizzou will exceed last year's win total?
Tomorrow.
Just feels like
they're a fourth of the way to it.
Was it eight wins?
Eight wins. They're a fourth of the way to it.
All right, I'll tell you when.
Just six more games?
Three, four, five. It's either going to be
early December or late.
Exceed, you said, right?
Ninth win
will either be December 16th or December 19th if they would lose at Utah, would be my speculation.
They're going to exceed last year's total by Christmas.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll take that for sure. KU 4.5-point favorite. I think really they should be bigger, but Vegas not really willing to stretch it out there. I like Kansas a lot tonight, and I think it's an important game for them to win because quietly their schedule's not that strong. Not because they're ducking people. I think it just kind of has worked out that way. Have you seen?
I haven't looked. Usually they're the masters at finding, okay, this is the team that's going to win this crap league nobody knows about, but it's going to jump up our RPI.
And they have that. Like Oakland is expected to win their league. I'm sure South Dakota State, Texas Southern, Toledo are all some of the top teams in their leagues. But when you go to the bigger name schools, not a one of them's ranked after Kentucky. Their other ranked opponents come in the SEC Big 12 matchup against Texas A&M. And after what they did to West Virginia, that certainly looks like a good quality game. But then Baylor, two games with Baylor at number 25 in the rankings, two games with West Virginia at number 24 in the rankings. And that's it, because after Kentucky, South Dakota State, Texas Southern, Oakland, Toledo, Syracuse is nowhere near the top 25. Washington's not any – they're bad. Arizona State, Nebraska, Omaha, and Stanford.
Yeah.
And they're not – are they in any tournament? Is one of these the first game of a tournament? There's more games I'm not realizing.
I don't believe they're in a tournament this year.
I don't think they are.
I don't think so either.
Remember how bad – how tough their schedule was? I think it was last year. Might have been 2 years, but last year just – I mean, they ran the
gamut.
I
know the Wiggins year, I think it was ridiculously strong is my recollection. They had, like, Michigan State. They had, you know, Duke. They had – a whole bunch of them in there, but this
It's a game they should win. I mean, Kentucky, you give them one against Utah Valley, right? But then they come back against Vermont and squeak one out. Or you think, I heard someone say this is the youngest Kentucky team ever.
Yeah, that's
possible.
Well, that's the thing that I was looking at.
It's amazing if so.
Because we talked about it. Their national championship team, which was led by Anthony Davis, you know, he was the guy, freshman, yeah. One and done. Everybody got all excited. And they were, but the The front line guys, the guys playing the bulk of the minutes are always young there, but there's usually some experience around them, and they don't have much experience at all around this team. So I think we're looking at a team that's going to be like a 4 or 5 seed in Kentucky. And so yeah. I think Kansas belongs as a 1 seed if they're healthy, and so they should handle business here.
Yeah, what was it? I guess it was Wichita State's year when it would have been 2013-14 when Kentucky was an 8 seed, right?
And they were the 9.
Yeah. But
that's the upside for this Kentucky team. It comes together tournament time. But I don't think this team is as talented. The guys that I'm seeing, like Knox is the guy with the most talent. And, you know, he looks to me like a 2-and-done more than a 1-and-done. I mean, he's got skills, and Missouri fans know he came and visited Mizzou when Porter Jr. signed there. But, you know, I don't see it right now. They I don't think have enough outside shooting to just gun their way past a team one night. I think they're going to have to work for everything they get. They're not as big as they've been in years past. I think Kansas better handle this game.
And I agree with Self. I don't think it's just coach speak. It's a better time. You'd rather play this team on November 14th as opposed to, I think last year was like January 30th or something like that. Wasn't it late in January? Yeah. This team's obviously going to get better. Cal can coach, right? These are NBA players, probably a lot of them at some point, and so they're going to get better. But yeah, right now you strike while the iron's hot. And what is it? 4.5 points?
4.5.
That's a cover for.
So when you say they're going to get better, are you telling me that you don't think Kevin Knox is going to shoot 26% from the field for the whole year?
Probably not. Yeah, a little bit. There's room for improvement there. You know, that's secret to my life. Set the bar low.
Yeah.
Under promise, try to over deliver all that stuff.
I like that. Yeah. I like that. That's a strong one. No, but they're counting on Diallo to be the guy to really carry this team, and I think he's a talent. But I don't know that he's a guy that I don't think he's as good as either one of the two guards last year. So then you go to Knox, who's kind of a poor man's Michael Porter Jr. would be how I'd describe his game, and he seems to like the jump shot a little too much, and the jump shot doesn't seem to be good enough. So I don't see it. So, I don't know. If Kansas loses, I'm not going to scream and yell. If they all hit shots tonight for Kentucky, yes, they could beat Kansas. They are an extremely talented team, and they're being, unfortunately, compared to their own greatness of the past that has us beating them over the head about being not that good. But, I think it's one that definitely Kansas should handle. Simple as that. We're talking to Mick Schaefer here in the program. 41 Action News sports director joins us. Yes.
Greg Gottlieb did not coach on Conzo Martin's staff. He left the year right before.
Yeah, when Mike Montgomery
he went through
left.
14.
Yeah.
He left with Montgomery left, and Conzo brought his own staff in, just to confirm that.
So there you have it.
It just missed.
This just in, my people tell me. By the way, and I'm looking down.
Greg Gottlieb.
Of who's played for Kentucky, and I have not. There is a sophomore. Sacha Kilia Jones is the, just to be clear, 7th leading scorer. You got to get to the 7th leading scorer. It's only 2 games. 7th leading scorer before you get to the someone who's not a freshman. And he's a sophomore, by the way. And then the 8th leading scorer, and only 8 guys have scored, is Wenyan Gabriel, and he is also a sophomore. So that gives you an idea of how young this team is. 8 deep.
Yeah.
They're not as deep either.
That's what I was saying before. I think Missouri has a kind of a Kentucky dynamic to them, to where they're going to lean on all those freshmen, but you go to the per years. You have Terrence Phillips. Not that I think they're going to make a run in the national championship game, but I think this is something you guys would love. I remember doing over the summer. I looked up biggest turnarounds in college basketball history. You guys might have already done it. I think it was like an Ohio State team went from like 13 – wins to like 28 or 29, so it's 15
games. Was that
games.
The Greg Oden?
or was it the O'Brien?
It was in the two 2000s, like that first decade of the 2000s, maybe right before they went, what, didn't they go to back-to-back Final Fours or something like that? And that's totally doable for a Mizzou team. You got 15-game improvement, right? That'd be get to, what, 23 wins, 24 wins.
That would have been Thad Mata, right? Yeah,
I believe so. And I think it was, was Conley on that?
Well, that's what I was going to say. Conley Jr. Greg Oden played together.
Yeah.
From 15?
It's a list. Basically, I just Googled it, and somebody already put it together. The top 10 biggest turnarounds by wins.
I see they went from 8 to 27 one year.
But that wasn't under Mata.
Yeah, it was under Bill, Jim
O'Brien.
So they
went from 8 to 27, so that would have been it.
Yeah. Jim
O'Brien. So that's, so that's what, like 19? That would be basically
his first to his second
Penn
year.
And,
yeah,
it was
and, Michael Redd.
Michael Redd, yeah.
Yeah, so obviously they would have to get 27. I was a couple off, but hey.
Yeah.
Might be,
no, absolutely.
They went from an 8-win season to the Final Four.
Yeah. Yeah.
8 to how many wins?
27 in the Final Four.
And that's the biggest?
Biggest turnaround in college basketball history.
So they need 28 wins to break it.
I wonder if they maybe.
Two can. Down, 26 to go.
Just that's it?
That's it. Two down, 26 to go.
That's the expectation, Mizzou.
That's it. We will accept nothing less.
Right. We're this is a complete 180. We're not going 178 or 179. Complete 180.
Yes, I like that. It gives them a bar to shoot for. Wow, that's amazing. That it is the Buckeyes. And of course, Jim O'Brien ended up. Did they have to lose? Does that technically count? Because I think they may have lost those wins with some sanctions and violations.
Did they lose all those?
Like everybody's making a big deal about Coach K, first coach to 1,000 wins at one school. Well, I mean, if you're buying this strip in Boeheim of three
sure,
years
yeah.
wins.
Then they never happened, Saran, okay?
Well, and I actually am not even sure it's true because I think even with the strip wins, didn't he go back over 1,000 last year?
He's coached
at only one school.
Yeah.
So I was like, well, wait a minute. You know, I get it's a big accomplishment, but I'm pretty sure. Now, let me see. Jim Boeheim, let's see what we find under Jim Boeheim's one-loss record. This shows him at, 1,004 and 357, and that's with the zeros.
The ones taken away?
Uh-huh.
How many were taken away?
100 or so.
Yeah.
100 or so, I think.
Wow.
I mean, it's in here somewhere. NC about 15, 12 scholarships, investigation, vacate 101 wins.
Do they vacate the losses in between there, or is it just the wins?
Just the ones.
Just the goal. Like,
well, you know.
The losses
you're
were
keep
earned.
The losses. You earn that.
I mean, it's ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous. All right. We will take a break, come back more with Mick Schaefer here in the program. We call it The Feud. That's what's up next. Your chance to win a $50 gift card to Hen House where you can get your whole holiday meal. Yeah, stock up. If you and the family love to cook together, then they have everything at your neighborhood Hen House, including the turkey, the meats, the hams, everything. But if you don't want to do the cooking, let them cook for you. Go to their delicatessen, 11 locations around the metro. Find the one closest to you at henhouse.com. Their holiday dinner for two, the prime rib dinner for two, and, of course, the whole family as well. Their deluxe feast, their prime rib feast. Pick your side dishes. Pick your pie that you want. And, of course, pick your protein. They got it. It's at your neighborhood Hen House. We're at Robert Brogdon Buick GMC. The Feud is next. We need a contestant at 913-3810-810. We got your intro done, Mick. We haven't gotten any intro here on The Feud. We're still working on that. It's a work in progress. Mick Schaefer with us. We're going to play The Feud. We need a contestant at 913-3810-810. Your chance to win a $50 gift card to Hen House, which you can use to get yourself a great, great holiday dinner. Go to henhouse.com for more details. Even better, go to the delicatessen at your neighborhood Hen House. Mick Schaefer brought to you by our friends at Digital Lagoon. If your company falls into the website template trap, in other words, it fails to distinguish itself from its competitors or doesn't get ranked very highly on Google, it might be time to call Digital Lagoon to help you develop a real website. Since 95, Digital Lagoon has been creating affordable websites that are designed to be moneymakers for their clients. Located in OP, and they are ready to serve you. Stop by to meet their wonderful staff. I have. They do great, great work over there. Great company. The minute you step into their office, you'll know that you have found the right development team for you. Find out more about all the great work that they do. Go to lagoon.com. That's the website, lagoon.com.
So were they ringing the phones off the hooks or just beating down the door to sponsor my segment? One of the two, I'm sure.
Well, we said, listen, nobody else wants it. if you guys will take him.
It's a charity case. It's a write-off. You can write it off on your taxes.
That's right. That's what it is. No, no. Very, very happy to be a part. Great local company that does great business. So thank you to them for sponsoring our segment with Mick Schaefer. Time for the feud. Rob, who's going to play?
We're going to play with Kyle, who wants to be on Sorin's team today. So tough break, Mick.
Excellent choice.
We're doing this, okay?
Yeah, so it doesn't matter as long as you don't pick Curtis. You're a winner. As long as you don't pick Curtis,
I feel it. I feel the streak is ending today.
Yeah,
I feel it.
I think you just need to use the restroom.
That's
what
I think is
going on. Yeah.
I think that's what it is.
All right, Kyle. Have you ever seen the Family Feud on TV?
I sure have.
Well, this is nothing like it because that would be some kind of copyright infringement. This is a totally different and unique idea that we came up with. We call our game The Feud.
Yeah.
Of course, you've probably heard it here in the program.
It's Familiar Feud. It's far different. Familiar.
Yeah.
Familiar Feud.
Yeah. Ma Familia. So, Kyle, you're going to play with me. Wise choice. Just don't choose Curtis. That means Mick and Curtis will be playing together. And Mick viewed this other show, and I found out that when you actually win the opening category, you get to decide whether to play or pass,
right.
Adding a whole new level of strategy on this that us as idiots did not know, but we've now been informed, so that layer of strategy will be here as well.
I'll tell Rob, I literally watched it for 20 seconds and saw that. I'm like, oh, okay, yeah.
Which is amazing because for about 8 weeks I've been asking Rob to watch the show. And it just hasn't happened yet, so we'll see.
It's on during our show.
That's his lame excuse.
How am I going to watch it?
I mean, if they only had some kind of recording device on my cable system.
Like a digital video recorder. What would you call something like that?
The future, Curtis, the future.
Out of Rob's grasp, apparently.
2010?
All right, Kyle, me and you. Against Curtis and Mick, do you want to play first or second, my friend? I leave it to you.
Well, let's go ahead and go first, I guess.
Yeah, there you go. Who's going to play first for you two?
Mick. Jeremy.
Curtis immediately, ducks under the table. So I guess it'll be Mick against Kyle. Kyle, remember, you buzz in by saying your first name.
And your name's Kyle.
Sounds good.
Yeah. Okay, here we go. Rob, where do we start?
All right, here we go. We surveyed 100 listeners, and we asked them a question. The top 6 answers are on the board. You guys ready? Here we go. Name a movie that stars Leonardo DiCaprio.
Mick.
Kyle.
Mick.
Titanic.
That is the top answer. You may keep or pass, as apparently the rules say you can.
6 answers. Do you? You're a movie guy or no?
Can be. Not too strong. I've got a few of these. I think
I could answer that for him.
Let's do this. Let's do this.
Okay.
Be aggressive here. Yeah, we're gonna play.
All right, over to Curtis.
Go ahead, Curtis.
Wolf of Wall Street.
There you go. Third best answer.
Gosh, can't think of any right now. What's Eating Gilbert Grape?
That was surprisingly on there.
Every time, Kyle, I hope you are coming up with something good, because every time they say one, I'm like, well, that's what I have in my head.
That was the 6th best answer. You guys are missing 4, 5, and 2. 3 strikes to go.
The Aviator.
Aviator. Never saw that one.
I already used one.
I
felt pretty good about that one.
Yeah.
I did too.
We're fading quickly.
That was my third.
Oh, that's just one. That's just one.
Family Ties count as one?
I got to get this one. It's the first one I always think of. Basketball Diaries. Yeah, I knew it. It was in my head. I had to get it out.
That was awful.
Yeah, I was waiting for that. God. You're so...
Oh, crap.
See,
that was a bad
idea. If only
idea
they could pick a more famous actor we could come up with.
I was reporting last week, Nate was bad on time. All right, over to Sorin and Kyle have a chance to steal.
All right, Kyle, I got to be honest with you. I am dying on this. What's the movie? If you got a couple, feel free to fire them out. But what's the movie where, like, things are turned upside down? It's kind of like a dream state one. What the hell is that
called?
Boy,
I'm not sure on that one. I mean, the only other one I can think of was The Departed.
The Departed. Oh, that's great. I think that's what we'll go with. Insidious or Inception or something like that. Inception or The Departed. Which one do you want to go with, Kyle?
Oh, man. Your call, sir, and I'm good either way.
I like Departed. Let's go Departed.
Yep.
The Departed is correct. Yeah. There's a steal.
Was Inception there?
Inception was one of the other ones also on the list. Gangs of New York.
Yes. So how many points did we get?
You just got 81.
Wait, we only got 19?
No.
He gets the points for the steal.
Get the points. We get all that you had.
Oh.
Yeah, 81 points right there. Well done, Kyle.
We shouldn't have played.
All right,
we shouldn't have.
Well, we had two right there. We nailed it. We weren't going to lose. All right, what was the gangs in New York? You weren't getting gangs in New York, so trust me. All right, it's me against Curtis. This is a layup. Let's go.
Here we go. We surveyed 100 people. Top six answers are on the board. As a Kansas City sports fan, what loss was the most painful?
Surrend. Game 7 of the 2014 World Series.
That is the top answer. Would you like to play?
Do we get a debate, right?
You get to talk real quick.
Yeah, Kyle, what do you think? You want to play or pass? How many answers on the board?
Five more.
Yeah, I'm at only four.
You want to play or pass?
What do you think?
I think we should play. I think we'll knock out enough to make it hard for them.
All right, let's do it.
All right, we'll play. You're up, Kyle.
All right, boys.
Oh, most painful. How about, and this could be just any Kansas City team, I guess.
Yeah, as a Kansas City sports fan, so could be anything.
How about playoff loss to the Steelers last year?
Nope.
I'm going to go with the Chiefs loss to the Colts in the AFC championship game.
Cross that one off.
Or in the divisional round, whatever it was.
We're going to need a year.
Yeah, they lost him 800 times.
You're going to need a year. I just got the ding. Isn't that official right there? I'm going to say 90. It would have been 93.
95. It's fine. Get the ding. That's second best answer.
Okay.
Over to Kyle.
Oh, man. I'm blanking here.
That's all right. I got another one we can knock out. And then notice my theme after I get it.
Time's up there, Kyle. Sorry. Back to Seren.
All right. I'm going to go to the 95 playoff loss to the Broncos.
Not on there. Over to Curtis and Mick with a chance to steal.
I mean, wasn't that 97 the loss to the Broncos?
97 was Denver.
Yeah.
03 Colts.
03 Colts. And then I think the crowd voting on this. It's going to be two.
I agree. It's one of these two, I think.
What do you think?
I think
both. How many are left? Three left?
There are four left.
I go Denver.
Okay. Denver 97.
No, the year was not the problem there, boys. All 52 points to Seren.
Wow. We are kicking much. How is that
we planned this.
That's right. Well done. We knocked out enough to make it hard.
Here are the ones you guys missed. The 2013 wild card loss at the Colts. The 2003 divisional round against the Colts. The 2003 Kansas national title game. And the 1998 Big 12 title game where K-State loses to Texas A&M.
Okay. I wasn't even
thinking
about
Kansas
City. Did
get Doc points for throwing out a loss that didn't happen? Denver 95?
No.
Nope.
And Colts 93.
No, we'll edit it. We'll edit it before.
Yeah,
the,
right.
We'll edit it before. I didn't get that one. You know, whatever. What?
It is now 133 to nothing.
We'll edit in post production.
Yep.
Back to Kyle.
Right, here we go.
Kyle versus Mick.
All right. Top six answers on the board. We surveyed 100 people. Here you go. Name something you would find on an airplane.
Mick. Kyle.
Ooh, I'm gonna give it to Kyle.
Seriously?
Wait a second. Hold on. Is there a delay going back?
There's a little bit of delay coming back to me, yes.
Must be.
Okay, because I'm going to tell you on our end, Mick was about maybe a second and a half before.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay, then we'll give it to Mick. My bad. There is a slight delay for me. So okay. Right, well,
which makes buzzing in first an interesting challenge when we have a listener. Something we might want to consider in the future. Mick had you, at least on this end, by about a second and a half, Kyle.
Because on my end, I had him by at least 3 seconds. So.
There you go.
Robbish.
Wait a minute. Did you really?
It was like dead even, same time.
Okay. All right. Well, here it was all Mick. We'll go with Mick. Go ahead, Mick.
All right. Wait, what was the question?
On a plane.
On a plane. Peanuts.
Not the top answer, so a chance to steal.
I will go with flight attendants.
It's on the list, but it's not better. So, Mick and Curtis have a chance to play or pass.
How many total?
You got four more.
Four more. Let's go do this, Curtis.
You do this?
Yeah, let's do this.
I love it. I love it, Kyle. I'm so happy.
Ready to get already.
Let's get it up to make it hardest.
Let's get the obvious ones.
How about the pilot?
That's the top answer.
Is that the first time you've ever got one right?
I think it might be.
Is it the first time you've heard the ding with your?
Yeah, I almost went, okay.
Yeah. on an airplane. I've just been on a lot of them. How about luggage? Of course not. Why would that ever be on a plane?
Terrible.
No. Yeah.
Curtis has been
playing this one with Curtis was gutsy.
Yeah,
it was.
Is he not a traveler?
No. I want to see the drink cart.
Okay. That is atrocious.
All right, let's try to pound out.
I can't help it.
They might be thinking of.
I think there is an obvious one.
How about like?
I think I'm going to write down what I think.
Barf bags.
We missed.
Second best answer.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Go ahead.
So we got two more.
How about the Sky Mall magazine?
Magazines was on there.
Oh, wow.
I cannot believe this. One more and they got
one
it?
One more
right?
And they got it, and they have one strike.
We have
one strike
left,
to
right?
Go. Okay. Sorry.
Yep. I'm going to say, you know what, to talk about them all the time, oxygen masks.
Nope. Chance to steal for Kyle and Sarin.
No, that's only two, isn't it? Two buzzers.
That's their third strike.
Luggage.
We had one strike left.
I had luggage, and then Oscar, and then he missed. What'd you miss?
Okay. He meant we had one strike left.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Kyle, I'm thinking the seats, right? I mean, don't you get on, you see all the seats? Isn't that?
I think that'd be a good idea. Seats or a bathroom.
Yeah, I thought about the lavatory.
Right, the lavatory.
Or maybe the fasten your seatbelt sign or something, you know, something like that, but. You get on, it's rows and rows and rows of seats. So,
I
don't know. Maybe
or seatbelt, maybe even. I don't know.
Ooh, that's not bad. I don't know. You pick.
Oh my goodness, a seatbelt. No.
Which a seat belt?
Yeah.
Which one do you want to go with?
Oh my gosh. I guess let's try seatbelt.
There it is. Seatbelt is correct.
No way. A seatbelt. Yep.
They get the point, and they get the steal, and they get the win. Because the steal got them the win.
How much work do we have to do?
In all honesty, had we had one more strike, seatbelt was next up. I was hoping to complete those seatbelts.
I would have thought ahead of seatbelt and a lot of other stuff.
What?
Trust me, I've taken some L's in this. Believe me, I'm bad at this game. I'm not going to lie about that. I had seatbelt next if we had two strikes left.
Curtis is such an infrequent flyer, he's going to say cigarettes.
Smokes, firearms.
Is this over yet? Can we?
That's it. No, you got humiliated. You got
stewardesses.
Smoked. First skunking ever. 0 points. Kyle, well done. I'm very proud of you. And don't come running to the station right away because I got to send the gift card back. It's with me here at Robert Brogdon. So come out tomorrow or later to get your $50 gift card to Hen House. All right. Oh, okay. Oh, he's on hold. Excellent. All right. So make sure you let him know if he didn't hear me, since you felt the need to put him on hold too soon there. But Kyle's the winner. Kyle's getting a $50 gift card to a Hen House. We're at Robert Brogdon Buick GMC. I-35 in Santa Fe. Great time to buy a vehicle is right now. Tons and tons of inventory. 17s, they got great deals on that. 0% for 72 months on a 17 Yukon. 17 Sierra up to $11,000 off. The 18 GMC Terrains are here. You can lease one for $249 a month. It's a Robert Brogdon Buick GMC. Take a break, come back, give you the things you need to know next here in the program. All right, just one thing you need to know. John Heyman is reporting that the Kansas City Royals will meet with one Scott Boras to discuss keeping both Mike Moustakas and Eric Hosmer. How much of a chance do you give that, Mick Schaefer?
I mean, more and more. It feels like there's more smoke every day or so towards this. I think it's still below 50%. But you know what? I didn't think the Royals would retain Alex Gordon a couple of years ago.
Right.
Yeah. So that's
does this one make more sense than retaining Alex Gordon has ended up making for the Royals?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so, too. Talking about guys in there.
Thanks.
Guy who just got to 30 and another one that's at 27, right? Yeah. Or is Moose 29?
Moose is a year older than Haas, right?
Was 28 then? 27 and 28?
Yeah, he came out a year before. So.
Yeah. Or, this one I'm all for. I'm all for this. Let's get this done. It'll be a parade unto itself. Thanks to everybody here at Robert Brogdon Buick GMC.